from Hollywood, the National Broadcasting Company brings you Transcribed, the Martin and Lewis Show, featuring Flo McMichael, Sheldon Leonard, Gloria Blondell, Ben Alexander, Dick Stabile and his orchestra, and starring Dean Martin.
I love you for sentimental reasons.
And Jerry Lewis.
Yes, darling. I love you for sentimental reasons. I'll never forget the night we met. I didn't know if I should kiss you or not. So I looked into your eyes. And one eye said, go. And your other eye said, stop. And your other eye just kept flashing yellow.
Jerry, you're in love with a girl who has three eyes?
So shoot me, I made a boo-boo.
As many of you know, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin are planning to open their own nightclub. There have been delays, but Dean and Jerry believe their trials are almost over. Their club is about ready to open soon.
Well, Jerry, we're almost ready for the grand opening. And just look at this place. Isn't this the most gorgeous nightclub you've ever seen?
I don't think we have a thing to worry about, Dean. Our nightclub will be a smash. And before I forget it, we better get a big neon sign outside. We want the folks to be able to find us, you know.
You mean our name up in lights?
Sure. I got the whole thing all set. As you drive up to the club at night, the first thing you see is this big neon sign. Now appearing, Jerry Lewis, the world's youngest comedian.
That's all the sign says.
Dean, neon costs money.
Well, Jerry, my name is supposed to be up there, too.
Oh, it is, Dean, it is. Right next to mine.
Well, that's more like it.
In candles. I'm just kidding, Dean. We've always shared everything, and we're not going to stop now. Your neon sign will be just as big as mine. Now, settle down and see how things are coming.
Yeah, I'd hate to see this nightclub become a flop.
Dean, how can you say that? This place can't flop. We have all the ingredients that make a nightclub successful. We have good food and drinks, and we have a line of beautiful girls. We have an excellent floor show, and our orchestra leader, Dick Stabile, can play the highest note ever heard on a saxophone. He can play the highest note in the whole world. Thank you, Dick Stabile.
Sounds like a mouse backing into a cold trap.
I beg your pardon.
Gee, a girl character.
I beg your pardon, but I'm looking for a chum.
Well, miss, would certainly like to help you out. Have you ever had any experience in nightclubs?
Oh, yes. And I've worked in some, too.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you do in nightclubs?
Well, I can answer that better by just showing you my legs. There.
Gee, a cigarette girl. Cigars, cigarettes, deep freezers.
No, gentlemen, I'm not a cigarette girl.
Well, look, if you're not a cigarette girl, then what do you do in nightclubs?
Well, it's like this. I sing.
You're not Jack Smith. Now, look, miss, I'm very sorry, but this is a very high-class nightclub, and we just can't use you in our floor show. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Maybe you can use me out in the kitchen. I can cook.
You can? What do you cook?
Well...
Does that come with a boiled potato? Sorry, miss, but we just can't use you.
Oh, you can't, eh? Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I hope your nightclub's a flop.
Bye. Oh, she's crazy. How can this nightclub flop? It's impossible. We've got everything. Good food, and we have an excellent floor show, and our orchestra leader, Dick Stabile, can play the highest note in the whole world. Maybe you're right, Dean. We could flop. Dean, maybe we shouldn't have gone into show business at all.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Jerry. I think show business is wonderful. You just got to have an angle. You know, you Gotta be interesting. Look at Al Jolson. Look at his career. They make movies out of it. You know, the Jolson story and Jolson Sings Again. He's the biggest man in show business today.
I know. I saw him in Mighty Joe Young.
No, Jerry, that was Mel Torme. Now, look. If you and I want to stay in show business and become a great success, we got to have a story to tell.
You mean it isn't enough to have good food and drinks?
It's your line, Dean. No.
What about a line of beautiful girls?
No.
An excellent floor show?
No.
An orchestra leader that can play the highest note in the whole world? Fine time to get a cold. You better sing, Dean.
I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody new, you expect me to be true and to keep on loving you. Well, even though I'm blue, you know that I can't forget you. Well, until someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm strong for somebody else, although you don't want me now, baby, I'll get along somehow. And then I won't want you. Now I'll get along somehow, and then I want you.
Pretty good, Dean.
You like it, huh?
Well, to tell the truth, it sounded like you had a frog in your throat and he was doing the singing.
Jerry, our bosom friendship has just become flat-chested.
Now, don't say that, Dean.
Come on, after 18 weeks, I get a laugh. Let me have it.
Don't say that, Dean, because we got to stick together. Maybe we'll be as important as Jolson, and they'll make a picture about our lives. We might have lived.
Well, they already made a picture about our lives. My friend Irma.
Oh, you mean our picture playing right now at the Paramount Theater on Broadway, where we do 5 shows a day and the people are coming from miles around just to see us, and we have to fight our way through the mobs with everyone trying to get our autographs and tearing our clothes off for souvenirs and Dean.
What?
Why do we have to pay to get in?
Jerry, do you really think they would make a picture about us?
Why, sure. We don't have to wait till we're as old as Jolson. We'll just add our ages together, throw in Victor Moore, and we're all set.
But do you think there are any interesting things in our lives?
Oh, sure. Take me. When I was a little boy, I thought everything with stripes was peppermint candy. It wasn't until I was 19 years old that I stopped licking barber poles.
Oh, that's great for a life story.
But there's lots of other things about me. And you too, Dean. Let's see what a story about us would really be like.
We bring you now the life story of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. If there's any similarity to the Jolson story, then your radio must be wrinkled. What makes men like Martin and Lewis? Who are they? Where do they come from? How can we get them to go back? First, let's look in on a little suburb in New Jersey. It's a very small suburb. On the map, it's just a pinpoint.
Ouch! Ouch!
Jerry lives in the center of town. But let's go back to a wintry night many years ago. The Lewis family is expecting an addition. This time, they hope it's a boy or a girl. Mr. Lewis paces up and down in the hospital waiting room.
Oh, doctor, what's the news? Oh,
see for yourself, Mr. Lewis. Here he is, your brand new baby son. Look at him. Well, what do you think?
I think I made a boo-boo.
A few weeks later, little Jerry is lying in his crib and his fond parents look down at him.
Isn't he cute, Mama?
Yes, but I wish he had a tail.
You wish he had a tail?
Yes. He keeps getting hurt trying to hang by where it isn't.
Well, don't give up hope, Mama. With that face, a tail couldn't be far behind.
Little Jerry, smile.
Goo, glub, glump, gloop.
Oh, isn't that cute? He's trying to talk.
Goo, glup, glump. They don't know it, but I'm saying naughty words.
5 years later, Jerry Lewis is 6 years old. He lied about his age. He begins his first semester at PS 95.
All right, class, attention. Now we'll start with arithmetic. Dean Martin, what is one and one?
Two, teacher?
Sophie Leonard, what is two and one?
Very lousy odds.
Jerry Lewis, what's three and one?
Machine oil.
You another chance, Sophie. Now, if you had $3 and gave me two, what would you have?
I'd have a much better report card.
Hold out! Hold out!
Hey, kid, come here.
What do you want?
Did you ever get in with bad company?
No, why?
How'd you like to start?
No, my parents warned me to be good and kind and gentle, and to never use ungentlemanly language or indulge in any undignified horseplay. This is a prepared statement and not necessarily the opinion of Jerry Lewis.
Hey, boy, this is your first day at PS 95?
Yeah. How come you still go to first grade? You must be 12 years old.
I'm going to study with the teacher.
Go.
Why, what time you gotta be home?
3:00. Mom's taking me to a psychiatrist.
Hey, there's that other new kid, Dick Stabile. You know, he blows the world's highest note on a saxophone.
Yeah?
Yeah, he blows a note so high only a dog can hear it. He's blowing it now.
Ow! Tell him to stop, it's killing me! with Dick Stabile.
Hey, by the way, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Jerome Levitt. What's yours?
Paul Crosetti.
Gee, I can just see our names up in life someday. Martin and Lewis.
Hey, you got any friends in the neighborhood?
No, but when I get lonesome sometimes, I play with my little imaginary playmate, Last Fogel.
Last Fogel?
Yeah, he's a little teeny fellow who lives in our clothes closet and eats holes in the morgue.
Time passes. At the age of 13, Dean Martin's mental development and his Uncle Louie were arrested. Dean was growing fast, and his father thought it was time to have a talk with him.
Dean, my son, you are 13 years old now. You sing all the morning, you sing all the night. My Dean, why don't you run away from the home?
Now, Papa, I don't want to run away from home. I want to stay here to make you happy.
No, Dino, run away and I'm making you happy. All I want, Dean, is that you go away and become a famous. And if you don't become a famous, I don't care go away and how.
And so Dean tells little Jerry that he's going to run away.
You can't go away like this, Dean. It ain't fair. Well, you and I are like brothers. When your money gets too small for you, you give it to me.
Well, a man grows up, Jerry. I want to see far-off places and sights. Paris, Monte Carlo, and the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Hey, I know how you feel, Dean. Oh, to be in England, now that all our money's there.
I have to do it, Jerry. I want to sing. I want to be rich someday.
And so Dean Martin left Jerry Lewis, and Jerry at first was very lonesome. Then one day he grew up. He met a girl.
Milo.
Yeah, Jerry.
Would you step out of the room a minute? My voice is going to change.
Jerry, say, what's that on your shoes?
Oh, those are padlocks. My folks lock my shoes on my feet.
Why?
I bite my nails.
Jerry, you're not a bit romantic.
I can't help it, Lytle. I've got to confess something. I'm in love with Ethel Hockenhaven.
But, Jerry, why do you love her?
Because her father is a plumber. So if I marry her, I'll not only have a pretty wife, but good drainage.
Day and older and wiser, Dean Martin returns. He's seen the romantic old world, and an Italian love song is on his lips.
Come along through the years with me. Can't you see how I adore you? And how long I've waited for you. Vieni su, vieni su. Won't you say you love me too? Anche tu come ti farò vedere le stelle da vicino come son belle.
singing Jenny Sue. And now back to the life story of Dean and Jerry. Childhood and school days are behind them. They're grown up now. The boys realize they've got to prove whether they're mice or men. So, nibbling a piece of cheese, they stride out into the world. Side by side, marching with their heads up, their shoulders back, their chests out. Their shoestrings tied together.
Jerry, we've got to find work. We've got to do something. How much money have you got?
Nothing. How much have you got?
Nothing.
Let's face it, Dean. We're almost broke.
Ah, there must be some job that we're fitted for. Say, I wonder if my voice is ready for a singing career.
Oh, I should say it is ready, Dean. Why, every day Bing Crosby is starting to sound more and more like you.
Yeah, I set the pattern.
Out of work, but still hopeful, Dean and Jerry go to see a friend of Dean's. And a miracle happens. He gives them a job.
Oh, solo me. Stand
you on. I don't mind putting a quarter in your tin cup because you've got the biggest monkey on a leash I ever saw.
Quiet, tip your hat, Jerry.
Jerry had to give up this job, however. The other monkeys started to pick at him. But at last, Dean and Jerry get a break. We find them eager and willing workers strolling up and down in front of an apartment house.
I love you, I love you, I love you, sweetheart of all my dreams.
Fish.
I love you, I love you, I love you. Can't live with you, it seems.
Yo, Mrs. Resnick, I got a flounder.
2 weeks and 16 flounders later, Dean and Jerry are again out of a job, but only for one unemployment check. Now they're working on another job. Fixing watches. Soon tire of this job. For a while, they work for Dr. Christian, folding bandages, writing stories. Then one day, they got a job on a rabbit farm, separating the Easter bunnies from the females. Then came another job, clerking in an owl drugstore.
I'm the collector for the Owl Drug Company. I've come to check your cash register, Lewis. Well, what's the meaning of this? No money in it.
I haven't sold anything.
But the store's been full of customers, and all day your counter's been surrounded by people.
People, sure, but no owls.
Young men were building airplanes. Young men were building bridges and roads. Young men were trying their wings. Dean and Jerry just sat around molding.
Well, when things look this black, there's always one way out of it. I'm going to take it.
Jerry, you mean...
Yes, yeah, the river. You've been a swell pal, Dean, but this is the end. There's only one thing left to say, old pal.
Yeah, what's that?
Bye.
Bye.
Dean, did you hear that? It fixed the field. The world's greatest saxophone player, playing the world's highest note.
That gives me an idea. We'll get Dick to come with us, and we'll go into show business.
Show business? Oh, boy. The stage, the movies. I can already feel the cement at Grauman's Theater oozing up between my toes.
Well, come on, Jerry. Let's go talk to an agent. I got the address of a fellow who might help us.
theatrical agent. Soapy Leonard and Company. I handle all kind of acts. What do you boys do?
Please give us a chance, mister. Dean can sing a wonderful song. He sings on radio.
Yeah? Never heard of him.
Well, this was in England.
England?
I say, you must remember old chap, old Bean, old Rock. You were on BBC every morning, you sang Simpsons Steely, Zip the Spot. Five full tea bags, that's a lot. Serve it cold or serve it hot. But don't get caught without a pot.
Gee, I'll bet I sold a lot of coffee, huh?
That is nothing, but what about that other guy there? What does he do?
Dick, you're squeezing.
You boys have had enough experience.
Oh, sure we have. We've been practically living in theaters for the past 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, we can't afford hotels.
Jerry!
That's the truth.
Well, that is about the truth, mister. We're broke, and we'll take just about any job that'll give us 3 square meals a day.
You still haven't told me what you can do.
Well, I'm really terrific. See, I tell big jokes. I kill the people. Get a load of this one. You hear about the guy that started to work in a nightclub and he quit his job because the band was only 6 pieces, fife and drum? Let me explain that to you, buddy. Wait, come here a minute. Let me explain to you. You see, fife and drum, that's 6 pieces. No, that's not 6 pieces. Fife is an instrument and drum, that's only 2. But I made the joke sound like there was only 6 when there was really only 2. When I tell the joke, people laugh and think it's so funny. But you, holy gee.
So the rest is history. The agent took a chance and teamed the boys up. They went out on the stage of a small nightclub in Atlantic City, and the people loved them. Finally, they opened at the Copacabana in New York City. There were bright lights, glamorous stars, thousands of people milling around. And along with the other guests came Jerry's father.
Isn't this something, Pop? Been a long, hard pull, but it's worth it. What do you say to all the success your little Jerry has?
I still say I made a bobo.
Good night, everyone. See you next week.
Zach Douglas, Dick McKnight, and Ray Allen. Next week, our guest will be Dorothy Kirsten. Martin Lewis currently may be seen in person on stage at the New York Paramount Theater and in conjunction with their picture, My Friend Irma. This is Ben Alexander suggesting you tune in to your NBC station for the Martin and Lewis Show.
Coming up now is William Bendix, living the life of Riley on NBC.